Good morning. Happy Monday. Glad you're here. Glad you survived the storms. Tragic for a few families up in Arizona. Again, you know, even if you lived here for a long time, I don't think a lot of people realize how deadly the water can be. 8 feet of water washed a car away with a 16-year-old girl in it. So I'm glad most people are safe. I drove through Scottsdale this weekend, and wow, it looked like it used to look in Florida when I grew up during hurricane season and the bad storms we would have. Glad we made it through. We needed the rain. We needed the water, but hopefully people are going to be recovering from this quickly. I want to start talking about the vaccine this morning because it seems to be on the front of everyone's mind. It seems to be what everyone is talking about. It is interesting that the president, former President Trump, was here in town. So Trump was downtown this weekend. He and his former press secretary and some other people have been talking about the vaccine. And one of the things that Trump said is that he wouldn't tell anybody they had to get it, but he recommends that they got it, said that he had gotten it. So I'm glad that there are people that are speaking out. Now, I'm anxious to hear what the response is, because there's always going to be a response from the other side. There is people that scream and scream and scream about everything. They're never happy. These are the people that I always say, if you gave them $1 million, they complain that it was too heavy to carry. And that's the same, you know, you should do this. Why aren't you doing this? Why don't you do that? So Trump did. Trump went out and said, hey, listen, I wouldn't make you get the vaccine, but I got it. I recommend that you get it. It's safe. It was developed under my administration. You know, whatever he said what you said he should say. And then you go out there and say, oh, too little, too late. Look at this. Here's the... Okay. This is why we have the political battle lines we do. This is why it's ugly all the time. So I want you to hear Fauci talking about a couple of things. First, about what they're doing. As a matter of fact, he said they're basically pleading with people to get this vaccine.
This is an issue predominantly among the unvaccinated, which is the reason why we're out there practically pleading with the unvaccinated people to go out and get vaccinated.
So let's talk about this for a moment, about this pleading with unvaccinated people. I would say that there is a, let's say 50%, Arizona's 50% vaccinated. There are 20% of the people in Arizona that are not vaccinated yet right now, 21%, whatever the number is, of the unvaccinated that say they'll never get vaccinated. Well, how do we get the rest of that unvaccinated group? And how do we get them to get vaccinated? What motivates them to get vaccinated? Well, first of all, people shy away from, and justifiably, from ugly, from the fight. They don't want to talk about it. They don't want to fight about it. Life is difficult enough without having to scream at each other about stuff. And life is difficult enough without having to fight over whether or not you got a shot in your arm. That the demonization of people on both sides, and let's be fair, the louder the shrill gets to force people to be vaccinated, the louder the shrill gets from the non-vaxxers or the anti-vaxxers in saying, you can't make me do anything. And I got to tell you, I agree with them in that regard. I would never, ever in a million years demand, force someone to get a vaccination. There are going to be some people that don't. And you have to respect that decision. Now, they are endangering themselves. If you listen to what Fauci talks about, when he talks about this being an illness or a virus or a pandemic of the unvaccinated, that getting vaccinated, and you heard Dr. Chris say it on the show last week as well, getting vaccinated is not 100%, but it in those few cases that people are getting it, they're not being hospitalized, they're not dying. Fauci said the same thing this weekend. So if that's true, you're not endangering the vaccinated by being unvaccinated. And they ought to be sending that clear message. See, that's the problem with this. Mask up anyway, do this anyway, you're in danger anyway. Well, then how are you motivating people to get it? You're not. You're absolutely not. The standing on opposite sides of the streets, throwing rocks and hurling insults at each other, metaphorically, is stupid. It's one more thing that people just aren't going to get involved in. You know, years and years ago, the NFL had a problem with fights in the stands. It was a big issue for a lot of sporting events. And I'm not trying to dump on any organization, but if you remember a few seasons ago, probably longer than a few, the Los Angeles Dodgers had issues with Dodger fans and fights in the parking lot and fights in the stands. And the reason why Major League Baseball and the NFL clamped down on stuff like this, and a lot of times why they stop selling alcohol after the third quarter and stop selling alcohol after the sixth inning or seventh inning, is because the fights and the nonsense drive families and the patrons that they want away. You may be a huge baseball fan or a football fan. You're not going to pay the ticket prices to take your family to a game to hear screaming and vulgarity and bad language and then watch fist fights. You're not going to do it. So unless you get rid of the unruly people, the others are not going to come back. And when it comes to political arguments, we have huge disagreements and we're passionate about things, and we should be. But the idea that we're going to scream names at each other, you know, and so if you want to force me to get a vaccination, you're a fascist, and let's scream and yell at each other. If you want to go after the people that are unvaccinated and say that they hate people and they're killing people and they are selfish, and well, it's not helping. It's not helping. I want you to hear more, just more of the things that Fauci had to say. Now, there's a chance that, you know, that Fauci has damaged his reputation enough that there's a lot of people that won't listen to him. And there's something that the White House should look at with the lies and the other stuff. They've admitted that they lied, that with the misinformation they put out, the things that they've said, the contradictions, the nonsense. Maybe it's time to get somebody else in there to speak. But in the meantime, this is what Fauci is saying about the wrong direction we're going.
It's not going to be good. We're going in the wrong direction. If you look at the inflection of the curve of new cases, that it is among the unvaccinated. And since we have 50% of the country is not fully vaccinated, that's a problem.
And so that information is, I think, solid. That doesn't mean that everybody's going to run out and get them. The White House has even said that vaccinations are going up again because of the Delta variant. Most people, and I'm not saying people that aren't going to get the vaccination are stupid. Hear me out. Most people, when given solid information, will make the right decision, will make a decision. If you showed people, we saw that the vaccinations were going up. We saw the retreat of the virus in pretty short order. We got rid of masks. We got rid of a lot of different things in places. And that was a great thing. Now we're seeing a variant. And again, the vaccinations tapered off. We closed the statewide sites. We're focusing on other neighborhoods. We're doing some different things. But we saw vaccinations drop off because it appeared to people that we had beaten this and we were past it. Well, now we're seeing it come back some. Now, it isn't overwhelming anyone. It's not overrunning anything. Panic should not be in the streets. But if now the message is out there that this Delta variant is causing over 80% of the vaccines, over 95, 99%, I think is what Dr. Chris said on the show, of serious illnesses and deaths are from the Delta variant. And it's from people, from the unvaccinated. That this has become a pandemic of the unvaccinated. So if we're watching numbers escalate in cases, we're seeing an uptick in hospitalizations, we are going to see, and what they're saying is they don't believe it's going to be overwhelming. I think giving the accurate information and not causing panic is the right thing to do. So you say to people, here's what's happening. Look at the numbers. Cases are going up again. We are seeing an uptick in hospitalizations, although we don't think it's going to be as dramatic as the last time. And we're seeing deaths happen as well, but we don't think it's going to be anywhere near where it was before. If you give people that information, I think they'll make a decision that said, okay, I was on the fence about this, but now I'll get it. You're never going to get the people that won't do it. And your focus on people that won't do it doesn't do any good. They have a right to not do it. I would fight for that right. I know it's a weird analogy. I think burning the flag is the most insulting thing you can do here in America, because I have a brother that died fighting for your right to do something so horrible. And I still watch veterans stand at attention and cry when the national anthem is played because of what their brothers and sisters in battle sacrificed for all of us to have the freedom of the First Amendment. I think it's a horrible thing to do. But if we ever tried to outlaw it, I would be one of the people that stood up and said, you can't do that. The First Amendment protects your rights to do certain things. If we don't go after the things and protect the things that are sacred, like our rights, we're going to go in the wrong direction. So I will give you information. I'll be very honest about my experience getting vaccinated. I'll talk to you about those things. If you decide not to do it and it's not right for you, demonizing you doesn't do me any good whatsoever. None. And we are focused way too much on trying to force people to do things the way we want to them to do it. And I don't think it's the right thing to do. Give them the information. There's no doubt cases are going up. There is no doubt that we're seeing an uptick in hospitalizations, especially among young people. There is no doubt that we've watched deaths go up as well, and they will go up. Now, they say not as dramatically, and I believe that. I believe we are out of the woods as far as that goes. Give people accurate information. Stop screaming and yelling at each other. And I think we're going to be much better off. We're going to talk about what direction the country is going in. In May, we had a huge number of people in America that said we were going in the right direction. That has shifted dramatically. Why that's out there, we'll talk about that coming up in just a moment.
Strong values and strong opinions. The Mike Broomhead Show. KTAR News, 92.3 FM and the KTAR News app.
Hey, thanks so much for being here. I appreciate you spending some time with the show. Happy Monday morning. A recent poll shows American optimism about the direction of the country over the next year has dropped nearly 20 points since May. So a majority, 55%, according to this poll, and it's an ABC News Ipsos poll, finds that 55% of the American public say they are pessimistic about the direction of the country. There was only 36% in a poll on May 2nd. So it has gone almost 20 points in the wrong direction since May. Now, a lot of that has to do with the uptick in cases of the coronavirus, but there are other elements of this, too. And it has to do with policy. I've talked about this before. If you can take away the partisanship of some things, it's always going to be partisan. Listen, I am, if you're new listening to the show, you're going to figure this out in 5 minutes without me saying it. But I'll say it anyway. I am a Republican, and I have been, for years, most of my adult life. Other times I was apolitical when I was younger, but in 2004, you know, I was the Republican Volunteer of the Year in Arizona for the Republican Party. So I've been invested and involved for a very long time. So there is a leaning in my politics. Obviously, I've got a bias, but I would rather talk about the common sense of an issue. And this is where we can disagree and be civil to a certain degree. The policies of the Biden administration have taken us in the wrong direction in many cases, and I can lay that case out for you. I think, again, I've talked about prices of gasoline and other things that have led to this dramatic inflation that we have directly. And there are those on the other side of the aisle that would say it's necessary, that clean air and clean water and getting rid of fossil fuels and stopping fracking and pulling oil out of the ground and moving to alternative fuels is necessary. And it's just a cost of going in that direction that is worthwhile and necessary. That's their argument. Mine's in the other direction. I think we're the greatest nation in the world, and we are the one that's the most capable of producing fossil fuels and doing it in a clean way that doesn't damage the environment. That's my position. But there is no doubt that the anti-petroleum attitude of this administration has driven up the cost of gasoline and shipping and everything else we're seeing as far as inflation goes. There's no doubt about that. You just may agree it's necessary. The other part of this is when it comes to COVID-19, another thing that has been a huge thorn in the side of the Biden administration is their policy on illegal immigration. So here we have this conflict. I want you to hear one more thing. We were just talking about Dr. Fauci. I want you to hear Dr. Fauci and what he said about the possibility of masks. Mask mandates.
Sources are telling CNN the top health officials are weighing whether to revise mask guidelines for vaccinated Americans. Are you part of those conversations? And if so, what are you advising? Do you think masks should be brought back for vaccinated Americans?
You know, Jake, this is under active consideration. If you're asking, am I part of the discussion? Yes, I am.
You want to know why we're going in the wrong direction. This is part of it. And again, dispassionately, not being angry, just pointing out the facts. When you have a policy at the southern border of the United States where every single, well, let's start with federally. Every federal building that I know of, there was a mask requirement to go into those federal buildings. Whether it was our national monuments, our museums, the Capitol building itself, there has been a mask mandate in place for all people going in. The only federal buildings that did not have a mask mandate, or even if they did have a mask mandate, didn't have a capacity mandate, didn't have policies on vaccinations or testing, were the federal buildings at the southern border. They were expressly allowed by the CDC to be overfilled, not just filled to capacity, overfilled. The testing is atrocious at the border, and we keep hearing about testing around the country. They are bringing people in. They're not being tested properly. Now, the statistic I heard, and it may not be 100% accurate, it was the one I saw in a news story, was a 700% increase in COVID-19 cases with border crossers. So we are going to stop all kinds of different things. They called the Trump rally a super spreader event. I saw a story about not a mask in sight and all that stuff. Go look at what's happening at the southern border. Texas, Arizona, those two states especially. And with that policy of we're going to let all these people come in illegally, we're going to give them hearings. Now, the response from them is over 60% of the people are being turned back immediately. Well, 40% aren't. And what's happening is they're being put on buses and they're shipped all over the country. So on one hand, you have a policy that says Americans may be restricted again or should self-restrict and all these other things that should happen in vaccinations. There's not even a rule that says if you're going to come to this country illegally and you're one of the people that we're going to give a hearing to and allow status until you get that hearing, you must be vaccinated. But they're talking about mandating vaccines for working people in the medical industry and others. Do you not see why people would say we're going in the wrong direction? Do you not understand the hypocrisy in that statement? You want to make Americans, you want to force Americans, if they want to go to work, to get a shot in the arm that they may not want. But people coming to this country illegally, no one's telling them you have to get a shot in your arm if you want to be here because there's a 700% increase in COVID-19. If you don't understand why this poll says we're going in the wrong direction, that's exactly why this poll says we're going in the wrong direction. It's crazy. Coming up in a moment, Gatos joins me. It's the Big Q poll question of the day. And just after 9 o'clock, just confirmed, former Secretary of State and audit liaison Ken Bennett is going to join me to talk about the status of where the audit is at. That happens at 9:05. So it should be an interesting conversation. Make sure you're here for it.
The Gatos Big Q poll question, brought to you by your Valley Toyota dealers.
Hey, happy Monday, Gatos. How'd you survive the rain?
A little wet. Had to go over to my mother-in-law. She had some leaks. There were lots of wet towels, and I had to go over there and be Superman.
Nice. Did you play softball on Saturday? I heard you had a little plan, a little softball outing on Saturday.
No, yeah. No. It was too wet. It was too rainy. You know, but. This weather is amazing. I don't ever remember weather like this. It was 75 degrees yesterday.
I woke up yesterday morning at about 5 in the morning, because I get up early anyway, and I walked into my hallway, and my thermostat said it was 71 degrees outside in July.
It's amazing.
I just walked outside. I just wanted to be outside in it for a little while. It was incredible.
I've never seen anything like this in 25 years in Arizona.
Yeah.
Never. I've never seen 2 or 3 days. You know, you get a monsoon where it'll drop the temperature for a short period of time,
right,
in the 80s or maybe the 70s. But we don't get 3 or 4 days of 75-degree weather in July. That is insane.
Yeah, and I drove through Scottsdale, and it looked like a war zone. I mean, they got hammered. I was driving up Hayden Road, like between Indian School and all the way up north toward Shea, and trees down, fences down, floods in golf courses and parks. They got hammered in Scottsdale.
Oh, I blame Biden.
Then why not? Why not?
They have to. You always blame the current president.
You do.
Hey, so I understand you've got a big guest coming up at 9 o'clock.
Yeah. Ken Bennett's going to be on with me. There have been a rift between him and the Cyber Ninjas, I think. There are rumors about some things happening. I want to get them cleared up. I want to find out where the audit's at. I want to find out where the state's recount is at to get some accurate information out there.
What's the guy going to – what's he going to – really? At this point, I mean, what is Ben Kennett really going to say now? I just don't get it.
Did you call him Ben Kennett?
Oh, my bad. Ken Bennett. It doesn't really matter. But at this point, I don't really know exactly what the guy's going to tell you.
I have to tell you, I've always admired Ken. I've known him for a long time. I think he's been in a really tough position with this audit. And so I'm anxious to hear what he has to say on the backside of the Cyber Ninjas audit and on the count that the state is doing. I just want to find out where they're at. And I think he's the guy to ask. He's agreed to come on, so I'm going to have him.
Will you ask Ben one question for me, though? Will you throw this in? Ask him if the ballots are wet. Did you hear about Friday that they had to move a ton of the ballots because there was a leak because of the rain? I'm not kidding. I'm serious. Did you hear this?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, ask him. Ask Ben that, and just ask him if the ballots are further destroyed because there were at least three or four reports that they had to move the ballots because there was a leak in the part of the building that they were keeping them in.
I will ask him.
Yes.
We got 1 minute left. What do you got for a question?
Will you listen to Ben Kennett at 9, yes or no?
Come on. What's the question?
I'm sorry. I tease. This weekend was epic, Mike. I, A, enjoyed the coolest July weather ever. B, tried not to get the Delta variant. C, watched the Olympics. Or D, didn't watch the Diamondbacks because, well, you know.
I guarantee you that the Olympics is in last place. Nobody watches the Olympics.
Boy, they got 40% less viewers than the last time.
I know.
Goodness gracious.
Well, I love the question. You're back. Monday sarcasm is back strong. I love it.
Oh, yeah.
And I look forward to talking to you tomorrow, Gato.
Best wishes to my friend Ben Kennett.
Thanks for the help.
All right. Thanks, man. So,
that is Gatos, the Big Q poll question of the day, brought to you by your Valley Toyota dealers. Coming up in a moment, it's going to be Ken Bennett, who is the liaison for the audit, former Secretary of State. And again, I think he's been put in a tough position. We'll find out exactly what happened with the Cyber Ninjas audit, as much as he can tell us, and what is happening now with the state recount. We're going to get accurate information from the guy in charge. So all that's coming up here in a couple of moments. I hope you'll stick around to hear it just after 9 o'clock.